Hi, I'm Ben Miller from University Relations here at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and we're a proud sponsor of WIS Politics and WIS Business Podcasts.
You're listening to WIS Business, the podcast, Wisconsin's business news source. Now, here's your host.
Hi, everybody. This is Alex Moe here for WIS Business, the podcast. Today, I'm joined by Dr. Katie Gold. She's a researcher who presented today as part of the Wharf Innovation Day event on a method for detecting diseases in potatoes from an aerial view. And I understand that there's some potential for much more broad application of this method as well. Katie, thank you so much for joining me on the podcast.
Thanks for having me, Alex.
So just to start us off, can you talk about, you know, the impact of your work? Briefly explain what it is and talk about why it's so important.
Sure, yeah. So disease today is one of the biggest problems in agricultural production. Billions of dollars are lost every single year due to disease, and that's about, we usually estimate about 30% yield loss globally. So our growers here in Wisconsin, we have a massive potato industry, and one of the biggest problems they face is late blight. So late blight is unpredictable. It'll come in and it will all of a sudden be this massive problem, but the challenge is that growers don't actually know when they have it. We know when the environment is conducive. We've studied this for decades. We know exactly what will trigger late blight. We know what sort of plants, what hosts are susceptible to late blight. But the challenge is we never know exactly when the inoculum will appear, so that prevents us from proactively managing it well. So our technology, we've harnessed the power of light to detect plant diseases. So what we found when working on the ground was that when we take into account late blight pathogen biology, we're able to much more accurately detect disease before any symptoms appear. And what we've done is scale this up to the field with some preliminary tests.
Right.
We found so far it's working and we're really excited about it.
Terrific. I know you mentioned some of the results of the study that you conducted, kind of mounting this, taking an aerial view and perspective mm-hmm. on this issue. Can you talk a little more about how you conducted that and what you found?
Sure, yeah. Well, so what I want to say first is, like, there's always a difference between the deployment platform and the sensor that you're using. And that's something I think is really important when you're considering any precision agriculture technique.
Gotcha.
So what we've done is we've taken our sensor and we've placed it into an aircraft. We've flown it over. And this sensor can be used on the ground or in the aircraft. There's been a lot of commercial development moving these sensors to be smaller, but that's still in the process so that they can be mounted on drones.
And how large are they right now, approximately?
They look like a small filing cabinet.
Gotcha. I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
We found that the sensor that is the most finicky, is the most annoying to work with, is the one that is the most essential for pre-symptomatic detection.
I see, of course.
It's always something.
Yeah, right. Okay, well, I want to ask you just to go a little bit deeper on something you mentioned in your presentation today. You talked about the idea of precision agriculture.
Mm-hmm.
So can you talk a little more about how you kind of bring together different disciplines to pick up these subtle signs of disease?
Sure, yeah. So one of the major advances we found in our work was that taking what we've already known for decades about plant pathology and this disease's pathogen biology and applying these new technologies within that framework, within those decades of study, allowed us to make advances much more quickly and to make detection much more accurate. So that's one of the things that I think is really important for precision agriculture moving forward. We have to apply new techniques, new technology, new methods of data analysis within the framework of the underlying system. In our case, that would be pathogen biology and disease physiology. But if you're considering something else, you have to consider, if you're thinking about beetles, Colorado potato beetle, you need to consider the underlying pest biology. So I think that's really important for precision agriculture moving forward.
Interesting. I know that you've since moved on and you're at Cornell University now. Can you talk about what is sort of the next step for this particular area of research?
Sure. So I'm currently a faculty member at Cornell, but I'm actually currently stationed at NASA's Jet Propulsion Lab in Pasadena, where I'm working to learn about different types of remote sensing and how we can use this for plant disease. Something that I'm particularly excited about is a new satellite project planned for the mid-2020s, which will put one of these sensors into space. And I'm really thrilled about that as a free resource for growers to see if we can use this to make better plant disease detection. Moving forward, my focus at Cornell will be on grapes and other specialty crops. Working here at Potato, I certainly miss my growers, I miss my advisors, but I am really excited to expand this work into other pathosystems so that more growers can benefit from it.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Katie, so much for joining me today.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You've been listening to WISP Business, the podcast. Now, stay tuned for a word from our sponsor.
Hi, I'm Ben Miller from UW-Madison, and we're a proud sponsor of WISP Politics and WISP Business Podcast. UW-Madison is one of our state's greatest economic engines, accounting for $15 billion in economic impact statewide. UW-Madison is working for Wisconsin.